Recently, my girlfriend's cat was near death.
Commentator Joe Wright.
We're both medical students, so we knew if Carrie were a person, her situation would earn her a hospital admission. It turns out the same is true for cats. And so Carrie went to the cat hospital. At the front desk of the cat hospital, there's a sign like you might find at a good car mechanic's, and it says, "We will provide you with cost estimates of all work before we do it." As Carrie got worse, the vets kept checking back in with estimates, adding new steps to the workup. We didn't question any of it. The vet's office was modest. They seemed kind and smart. And they have to get paid for their work, and Carrie doesn't have veterinary insurance. When I was describing this to someone else, she said, "At this point, I just put the cats asleep." From this doubter's point of view, a cat's life is worth a set number of dollars. And once you pass that mark, you stop paying. The sign in the front of the cat hospital reminds us, someone has to pay the bill. In a pay-as-you-go healthcare system like the cat hospital, all decisions are based on three things: the cost compared to what you can pay, how much you care about the patient, and how helpful the healthcare will be. Carrie was lucky. She passed all three tests. We don't like the idea that a health problem might lead us into tests of our finances or of other people's concern for us. That's why people get health insurance or go bankrupt when they don't. We'd all like to think that all of us are worth every dollar we can get our hands on and more. But just like for a cat, there's an estimate and then an itemized bill for each piece of our health care, every doctor's visit, every hospitalization. I like to think of medicine as a beautiful human project, an expression of our concern for each other, a culmination of the human impulse to care for our fellow sufferers. But clearly, healthcare is also a business arrangement or a political arrangement, a system of money changing hands to save ourselves or our loved ones, or in the U.S., our employees. Because of those arrangements, there are office buildings full of people deciding what medical care goes to which people. People in some parts of the world get much more care than in other parts. Citizens of one country get more care than citizens of another. People with money get more care than people without. We like to demonize health insurance administrators who limit our care because they approve the work when the estimate comes, or they don't. We don't like being the cat, not even a little bit. They say that cats have 9 lives, but it's not true. Some cats get more lives than others.
Joe Wright is in his 3rd year at Harvard Medical School. Thank you.